with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington, courtesy ABC 7 Los Angeles. LAPD Police Chief Jim McDonald discusses the murders of Rob and Michelle Reiner at their home in Brentwood.
December 14th, about 3:40 in the afternoon, LAPD responded to a residence, the residence of Rob and Michelle Reiner, located in West Los Angeles Division. At that location, they found two deceased adults, a male and a female. Through the night, working with the coroner's office, they were able to identify them definitively as Rob and Michelle Reiner.
Nick Reiner, the younger son of director Rob Reiner, is in police custody following what investigators believe was a fatal stabbing of the director and his wife. An attack on an Australian synagogue on Bondi Beach has left at least 15 people dead. Correspondent Phil Mercer has more information on the two suspects.
We understand that the father and the son were holding out in a rented house in a suburb in Sydney in preparation for this attack with six legally held firearms. The older man was shot dead. His 24-year-old son, he was critically injured and he's in hospital. We know that the father arrived in Australia on a student visa in the late 1990s. We don't know too much more, but we do know that his son was investigated by the authorities in 2019 and was deemed not to be a threat at that time. So I would imagine all of these details will be revisited.
The attack has fueled criticism that authorities are not doing enough to combat a surge in anti-Semitic crimes. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 41 points, the Nasdaq dropped 137, the S&P lower by 10. This is SRN News. Young men are worried about pornography, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
They are the primary consumers of the product, but maybe they'd rather not be. A new poll from the American Enterprise Institute finds that 64% of men between the ages of 18 and 24 favor making online porn harder to access, and that's up 20 points from just 4 years ago. In fact, America's young men are more likely to want restrictions on pornography than their elders. Michael Harrington reporting.
A growing number of European countries are boycotting the annual Eurovision Song Contest because Israel is participating. Iceland is the latest to pull out, following in the footsteps of Ireland, Spain, the Netherlands, and Slovenia. The Israeli Public Broadcasting Company, which will air the contest, says a boycott may begin today with Israel, but no one knows where it will end or who else it may harm. This is SRN News. The European Union has indefinitely frozen Russian assets in New York.
The move is to ensure that Hungary and Slovakia, both with Moscow-friendly governments, can't prevent the billions of euros from being used to support Ukraine. In a special procedure meant for economic emergencies, the EU blocked the assets until Russia gives up the war on Ukraine and compensates its neighbor for the heavy damage it has inflicted. It also will allow EU leaders to determine how to use the tens of billions of euros in Russian central bank assets to underwrite a huge loan to Ukraine. Jason Walker reporting.
The Trump administration says in a court filing that the president's White House ballroom construction project must continue for reasons of national security. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.